You're listening to Vatican Radio.
On Friday, April 22nd, over 1 billion people are coming together to celebrate International Mother Earth Day. This year, Earth Day coincides with the signing of the Paris Agreement on Climate Change, a legally binding document aiming to limit global temperature rise to well below 2 degrees Celsius. The theme for this year's Earth Day is Trees for the Earth. Trees are crucial to combating climate change because they absorb harmful levels of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Leaders of the international holiday at Earth Day Network set a goal to plant 7.8 billion trees within the next 5 years. In his encyclical Laudato Si, Pope Francis urges us to participate in the care for our common home. Rufino Lim, a Franciscan friar from South Korea and an assistant at the General Office for Justice, Peace, and Integrity of Creation in Rome, holds this encyclical letter very close to his heart. He has only been in Rome for about 2 weeks now, but over the past year, Lim has worked very closely to the issue of climate change in both Korea and in Paris. In light of this year's Earth Day, he speaks with me about his experiences and how they brought him to where he is today.
Actually, I was very much interested and got involved in the issue of climate change in South Korea itself, especially last year. We made a journey, we called it Climate Pilgrimage, in Korea for 2 weeks. And I visited many places there in Korea where we could find many suffering people from the climate change and also the climate, or you can say, energy injustice. Actually, I cried a lot. I didn't know about the reality of this capitalistic structure of the society. And then finally, I participated in the COP21 last year in Paris. And then my Minister General picked me up to work here. So I hope I could do or act something on this issue along with many people around the world.
To illustrate the importance of trees, Lim tells a story about one of his friends in South Korea.
I know one person in Korea. He's a civil society worker, activist. And then we made a kind of journey. We walk, take three steps, and we bow to the earth, and then take another 3 steps. So our journey went on like this. In this way, he climbed a mountain. Whenever he saw some small flower, then he would stop for a while, like for 2 minutes something, and he bowed deeply to the small flower or the big trees, and he would hug the trees. We could feel the mystery of a tree or a small flower. So those trees or flowers cannot speak in our way, but they are more deeply related to the mystery of God, mystery of life. So we should acknowledge first of all, the importance of their existence. And then we should try to get connected to their language or to their world. That is the most important thing, I guess.
When it comes to the Paris Agreement, Lim believes that the intentions are honest, but words are often not enough.
I'm not an expert on this. Actually, we went to Paris along with the environmental activists in Korea. We were 40 in number. Those activists were very much knowledgeable in this agreement. I know only a few. But I think this agreement is not sufficient because those were just words. They didn't promise anything. They just said the word, and then there was no compulsory lines there. They just, okay, we would reduce the emission of greenhouse gas and so on and so forth. So we should be really honest and clear on this. And then religions like Catholic Church or Buddhist groups, along with the civil society, we should push the governments and the economical big names to change their policies and their attitudes towards the, especially to the poor and to the earth and climate.
Lim also feels very deeply affected by the words of Laudato Si. He personally believes that the papal encyclical changed his life and also thinks that it teaches universal lessons on how to understand and connect to the world that we live in.
To me, the Laudato Si is affecting many people, especially those who are my friends and who are environmentalists. In Korea, they are not believers, they are non-Christians, but they studied on this encyclical. I told you about this climate pilgrimage in Korea. We visited many people, most of them were not Catholics nor Christians. But wherever we went, we gave them one copy of Laudato Si in Korean as a gift. Every time we gave them this encyclical, we prayed those prayers, one of the 2 prayers at the end of the encyclical. And we all cried, and we were deeply touched by the prayer, the words of the Pope. So in this way, it is very, very big encyclical, and people, no matter what belief they have, they are really interested in this contents of the book. And also to me, it is very important, and it changed my life, actually. I was in the field of formation of the order, in the order in my province, and I worked along with the secular Franciscans. And then finally, this issue of justice and peace and integrity of creation came up, and I saw these poor people crying and suffering from the economical structure and injustice, and then they actually taught me a lot along with this encyclical. And also this encyclical is telling us to listen to the poor and to the cries of the earth. And they are the real teachers to church and the religious, I think.
Looking into the future, Lim hopes that the world will change for the better.
I dream a lot, actually. I'm good at, I think. That's the only thing that I'm good at, dreaming. I hope the world changes. World gets changed totally. The whole structure is so evil, we can say. They need to be transparent, especially to those people who are living in the forests or in the rural areas who don't have enough, you know, resources or money or the tools to change the world. People should listen to them and to see the reality of their poverty. Then we could change our hearts and our minds, our visions. Then we could dream of some new structure which is just and also sustainable. We should not cling to the idea of development. It is about life, and also it is about peace, I think. Climate change, I think, is very closely related to politics and also peace. Powerful people always cling to the idea of controlling the whole world, or the money, or the energy. So we should talk about this publicly and freely, and we should find out the way to live equally and to give this world to the next generation safely.
That was Rufino Lim, a Franciscan friar from South Korea and an assistant at the General Office for Justice, Peace, and Integrity of Creation in Rome.